John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I think you forgot something. You forgot who the fuck you are, bro. You got so caught up in other people's opinions and the way the world looks at you that you forgot what got you here in the first place. Forget everybody else, bro. Forget the crowd. Forget the clubs. Forget whatever it is. You have nobody to prove anything to except yourself.
What are you doing?
Why are you still holding back? Have you forgotten what they said to us? What they did? They think you're a monster. Prove them right.
I don't quit. I don't fold under pressure. I'm the best, and I know I'm the best.
I am king. King Ragnar. That is my name. King Ragnar.
What does a king do?
Yeah, he rules.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
You're getting soft, and you know it. So wake up. Get up. And go harder. Stop whining. Stop complaining! You know that you can do more! Let's go!
You are different for a reason! Don't hide it! Don't apologize for it! Embrace it! You weren't meant to blend in with people who are afraid to stand out! You weren't built to think average, move average, or live an average life! Because you were destined for something greater than that! And the only reason you feel out of place is because you keep sitting at tables built by other people when you were meant to build your own!
Look, the fire's coming. Are you ready for the fire? We're firemen.
Okay. We are firemen!
Got it, Coach.
The heat doesn't bother us. We live in the heat. Flames don't intimidate us. What do? We control the flames. We control
Let's
them.
Go.
We move the flames where we want to.
Let's go.
And then we extinguish them.
You move different because you know your dreams require different. A different level of focus. A different level of hunger that the average person is not willing to commit to. You move different because you know if you move like everybody else, you will end up like everybody else.
You've been underestimated your whole life. I think it's time to show these motherfuckers and prove them wrong.
The reason you think bigger, move different, and feel like you want more is because you were built for more.
It's time to show these motherfuckers now, bro. That we was built for this, that we was made for this, that we like work for him. So it's time, bro. It's time to lock in. It's time to get back in that mode. It's time to flip that switch back on and show these motherfuckers, bro. And man up and get to work. Let's go. Prove them wrong, bro.
Because the moment you fully accept who you are is the moment that you become that person who you have always wanted to become.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
No retreat, no surrender. That is Spartan law. And by Spartan law, we will stand and fight. A new age has begun. An age of freedom. And all will know that 300 Spartans gave their last breath to defend it.
Hey, bro, I need you to get back in that mode again. That mode where nothing can take you off your pivot. You were just putting in that work every single day. See, that version of you is different. You got to tap back into it. Don't be out here playing with your potential because you're one of the ones, bro. You special. And you weren't meant to be a person that could have been the one. You are the one. So I need you to get back moving like it.
I'm back in that mode again. No more socializing. No communicating. Nothing but silence and straight hustle.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are.
What's your name?
Agree!
You got two choices in this life. You either accept the cards you've been dealt and let life beat the shit out of you, you dig your heels in and you fight the fuck back. You've been complacent for too long, bro. Lace them up, put the gloves on, and start swinging back.
So when your plan fails, when those posted fucking laws get too heavy, when you get knocked the fuck down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
I bet you and I have a lot in common. We're not the strongest, smartest, or richest people we know. We're not the fastest or most connected. We're not the best looking or most talented. We don't have the best genetics. But what we do have is something a lot of those other people will never have: the will to work.
You have to become the kind of person that can push through the hard times. So you have to build yourself into someone who has the discipline, the fortitude, who is literally fucking incapable of quitting.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. All I wanted to be was an uncommon man. So I came home one day from working at a job called Ecolab where I sprayed for cockroaches. Made $1,000 a month, weighing 300 pounds. And I watched a show on Discovery Channel of guys carrying boats and logs. Navy SEAL training. Who's gonna carry the boats and the logs?
You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it.
I decided to make a change in my life. And I called the recruiter up. I was 6'1" and 300 pounds. He laughed at me. Seven other recruiters laughed at me.
He looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And now I'm speaking at Tom Ferry's fucking event.
They don't know me, son.
Get it? 18.
They don't know me, son.
If there's one unavoidable truth in this world, it's that there is no substitute for putting in the work. There is no shortcut or growth hack or magic pill that can get you around the hard work of doing your job well, of winning something you care about, or of making your dreams come true.
We have two voices in our mind. There's that one voice, that soft motherfucking voice that says, sleep the fuck in. It's okay.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
It's that calling voice that says it's going to be okay. Well, there's another motherfucking voice that wakes you up in the middle of the night. It's that demon fucking voice that whispers in your fucking ear that says, get up, motherfucker. You're not fucking good enough. You gotta work fucking harder. It's that voice you don't want to fucking hear. But guess what? It's that voice you need to fucking listen to. Stay hard. Listen to the whisper.
People have tried to cut corners and skip steps in this process for as long as hard work has been hard. Eventually, those people either fall behind or get left in the dust, because working your ass off is the only thing that works 100% of the time for 100% of the things worth achieving. Work works. That is the bottom line. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, my entire life has been shaped by that single idea.
We're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could but you didn't? You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. But you always want to outwork your potential. You know, as hard as you believe you can work harder than that.
You got to fight. It's hard.
You're going to have days where you don't want to do anything. You're going to have days where getting out of bed is the hardest motherfucking thing you ever did in your life. You got to get the fuck up and you got to get in the fucking fight. That's reality. The minute you lay down is the minute that all those demons and all that anxiety and all that stress and all that fear fucking get you. You have to keep fighting. You have to wake up and do your fucking job. Even if you have to crawl through it, you've got to get up and do it. Because the minute you lay down, that shit's got you forever, bro, and you can't get out of it.
There may be some days I get up with poopy pants, and I'm like, you know what, man? Fuck this, man. Like, what am I training for? I have no race in the docket. Why am I having this such a structured life? Why? And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I retire every day. And I sit around and I say, okay, so you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David?
And I'm like, fuck that, man.
One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. Every day I feel like eating. Every day I feel like driving in a nice car. Every day I feel like giving my wife the best life. Every day I feel like flying first class. But I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I don't have days to waste.
You have no excuse, bro. There is no valid reason why you're not doing what you're supposed to do. We all grow up having this vision for our lives and what we want it to look like. And somewhere along the way as we grow up, we let the voices of the world take away our ambition, take away our dreams, make us think a little bit more realistic. The world puts you in a box, bro. What are you gonna do to stay around for as long as possible for a family who relies on you, who needs you, whose love for you is so strong that they don't wanna see you go? Everybody walks away thinking, can I do more?
It all starts with who you are. Who you are is more important than what you do, how high you jump, how fast you run, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make. And the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done.
It's about winning. It's about being the best. It's about doing something other people can't do or haven't done or don't have the balls to do. It's a different game. People don't understand it. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car, having a free and happy and easy and go lucky life. And that's not reality, because true winners are built for the fucking fight. They're built for the battle. They don't find peace and joy and happiness in the win. They find what they're looking for in the fight.
Maybe you ought to go back to your division, you know? Rather the watch commander to give you a nice job lighting flares or measuring car wrecks. You got to decide.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Whether you're a wolf or a sheep.
Remember everything they said about you, bro. Every time they made you feel worthless, every time they made you feel like you weren't good enough. Remember all that pain, everything that bothered you, anything anybody ever said to you, anytime they made fun of you, when you felt like you wanted more out of life and you weren't getting it. Put it into here.
There's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you fucking have. Maybe it's not, but if it is, it's gonna be your ass. So make that a motivation for you.
And then, with that motivation, go forward into the fray, into the storm, into the heat of the battle. This fight that you're in, this is what will make you stronger and faster and smarter and better.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better.
Kill the boy and let the man be born.
You see, power
Real power doesn't come to those who are born strongest or fastest or smartest. No, it comes to those who will do anything to achieve it.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person.
Mr. Shelby, you're meant to be resting.
I've learned something, Francis. There's no rest for me in this world. Perhaps in the next.
Fight against weakness and against fear. And fight against time. Give every day everything you've got. And when you face a challenge, even something where you don't believe you can win, maybe it's a situation where you cannot win. But if you can't win, remember this. You have nothing to lose.
Whenever you think you can't, the confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm going to knock that shit out. You got to look over here and say, I can knock that shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself.
So stand up and go forward and go out in a blaze of glory, fighting with everything you've got, every ounce of energy, every bead of sweat.
Be great at doing what you love to do. You got to commit to it. You can't want something but not put in the work. You know, and it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, no matter what it is. It could be a professional athlete, or it could be an artist, it could be a doctor, it could be anything in the world. But you got to put the work in. And I think if you put the work in, the results will happen organically.
Stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m., and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter.
Really, the truth is, most people need to shut the fuck up and focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's not going to be your journaling. It's not going to be your therapy. It's going to be the work that you fucking do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become, and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for.
I think the vast majority of people don't actually know what it looks like to put tremendous effort into something. The vast majority of successful people have one thing in common, which is they're consistent. And consistency, you cannot see in a snapshot.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. They ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy. I'm tired. No. Grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, you're going to be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year. Watch what happens.
Everything out there is for the taking. If you have even this much savage in you, if you are willing to go out there and grind and work hard.
Consistency. He's like, you have to make sure that you're inconsistent. He's like, because if you are consistent and you have none of the other attributes, he's like, you still might be successful. He's like, it's very tough for people who are consistent to not be successful.
So put in the daily effort. Let that be your reward. Reward yourself. Feel gratification from knowing that you moved the needle, even just a little bit. And whatever it is you want to do isn't going to happen in one day. You have work to do. And I know it's just a little bit. I know it's just a little tiny movement forward, but that work is what it takes. So go do it.
I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
You know, what you do on Monday is fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
It's just consistency. Mm-hmm.
You gotta really put that. You don't gotta even work as hard as people think. You gotta just put that work in. You gotta do something. You gotta invest that time into your life. And right now, it don't really matter. The future is what really matters.
The most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're gonna be good in the future, or you're gonna be better than the other ones in the future. This is my opinion.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You don't find inspiration by not living in the grip of life. You need to live in the grip of life to find inspiration. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Try to be 10% better than you were last week. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship.
That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell.
Life ain't about medals. It ain't about fucking certificates. It ain't about houses, money, cars, fame, all that bullshit. It's about scars. So when you get judged, when everything is said and done with, you won't get judged on your medals. You get judged on your scars. Those scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of.
If you try your hardest at anything, you will find success. You cannot lose. How do I know this? Because every one of us possesses a power that originates from God. This is the most pure and powerful energy that exists. And if you become close to it and empower it, there will be nothing in this world that you cannot do.
What the hell are we all waiting for to start attacking life? There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You gotta do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up and do it.
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. And you get off your fucking ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment.
I needed was somebody to say, look, you're a young guy with a lot of energy. You need to learn to control that energy, and you need to learn to put it into things that are going to grow you, that are generative.
Like, I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
Basically, two kinds of people in life. They're winners and they're losers. And the definition is this. Losers take things that happen to them and that they feel inside that suck, and they wallow, and they use it for self or outward destruction. Winners take whatever they feel, they feel it, it sucks, and they transmute it into things that are good for themselves and for the world.
Imagine spending 10 years of your life only thinking about one thing every waking hour of the day. We agreed not to drink. We didn't do drugs. Like, we didn't date. We didn't do anything. We just literally obsessed from the time we woke up to the time we went to bed. That's literally all we did.
all this hand-wringing, worry and concern over how are people viewing me, someone said something bad about me, and you get so upset about it, is wasted time and energy. Marcus Aurelius says your only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing. Focus on what you're doing, get better at what you're doing. Everything else is a complete waste of time.
People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know? Like, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'm gonna keep grinding, I'm gonna keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
I learned that I don't let the highs and the lows affect me too much, because we're going to have wins, we're going to have losses. We're going to have successes, we're going to have failures. We're going to have good nights, we're going to have bad nights. We're going to have good relationships, we're going to have bad relationships. We're going to have good ideas and bad ideas. We're going to make money, we're going to lose money. All these things are going to happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's going to be problematic.
If you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Right here, guys. That's why I always say the gym is a mind-body connection. And your opinion, what you feel, is stronger than anything else. Like I said before, winners...
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Their belief overrides the disbelief of the crowd every single time. So no matter what happens, they believe in themselves when no one else is out there.
Let them talk shit, because at the end of the day, the haters, the ones who talk shit, first of all, their view is always the same. They're way behind talking shit to you, who's leading the pack, or they're way below talking shit up to you. Again, who's leading the pack. So let them all talk shit, let them all make their noise, because at the end of the day, you are the only one who has the guts. We have the guts to go to work and show up every single fucking day, day in and day out.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that it's possible, because you can create your reality. The perception that you have of the world, if you think there's only scarcity, there's no opportunity, that's how you are going to interact with reality. If you think that there's abundance, if you think that there's opportunity, then these things will manifest themselves to you. So you have to believe that you can.
Waiting to begin never got anyone anywhere.
Things are not going to go your way. Things are not going to work out the way you planned. Things are not going to be the way that you wanted them to be. Part of it is suck it up, buttercup, get up, keep on going, dust yourself off, because everyone else you have looked up to has failed. And if they were able to move from setback to setback without losing steam, without losing the faith, then why can't you? Life is a series of seasons, sometimes setbacks, sometimes springboards. And the best is yet to come for he or she who continues to believe, and he or she who continues to put the work in.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Mm-hmm.
Disappearing means doing the work. It means doing the work in the dark. It means building in private what you don't need to prove in public. It means doing the work when no one's watching. You stop worrying about what people think and start valuing what you believe. Because a life that looks good or sounds good is nothing compared to a life that feels good.
I think negative motivation is poo-pooed too much. Like, if you are angry, use it. If you are sad, use it. Because, like, what else are you going to do with it? Like, you might as well let it help you. Like, or it uses you.
Go do something that's hard. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for. And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win.
But think about how much I've built. Everything I've ever done in my life, I didn't want to do. Everything, every day. But this is the scary thing. Why most people don't want to do that, build that willpower, is because it is scary. It unlocks a whole bunch of things about who you are and who you're not. And a lot of people don't want to go down that journey to discover who they are and who they're not.
If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming, because it's gonna get stifled by the 2-foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. Seed just fell prey to the environment.
I listen to a motherfucker who's like this, man. What's wrong, man? I'm fucking tired, dude. Why are you tired? Because tomorrow, I gotta do the fucking shit again, man. Whatever shit is that made me fucking nauseous and sick to my stomach, it made me hurt. There's no ending. And that's the person I listen to. That's the person who's gained knowledge. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world, because that's where you find yourself.
In order to get anything in life and to get anywhere, you must show up. If you think showing up is winning, you've already lost the battle. You've already lost the battle. People want to get a medal for doing the easy things.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
People show up every single day. People show up every single day and are dealing with circumstances that are beyond your imagination. They still show up.
But there's a very big difference between doing what someone does and doing what they did to get there. And I think this is what's lost in a lot of the content that I see in the entrepreneurial space. And to be clear, whenever I'm trying to get to the next level, I often have to take on things that I don't know how to do. And I have to learn how to do them, which means I have to suck for a period of time. And sucking sucks. But the thing is you have to be able to embrace that period of time and say, like, this is the cost of greatness.
You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.